This recording is from the ACA World Convention that was held virtually in May of 2021. The ACA World Service Organization is grateful to all who contributed to making this convention happen, as well as to all who participated. ACA is an anonymous program. Please respect the anonymity of those that participated in the event. To learn more about the ACA Fellowship, please visit us online at adultchildren.org, where you can find information for newcomers, as well as free literature for download. Information about doing service in the ACA Fellowship can be found at acawso.org and acawsoec.org. To purchase literature or to make a Seventh Tradition contribution, please go to shop.adultchildren.org. We hope you enjoy the following recording from the 6th Annual World Convention, Global Recovery, in May 2021.
All right, it's 12 o'clock. We can start our closing ceremonies. Hello, my name is Liz C. I'm an adult child from Connecticut. I'm one of the co-chairs for the ABC and AWC committee, along with Karen S. This has truly been an amazing experience to be a part of, with over 3,200 attendees from Sweden, Poland, Russia, Lithuania, Denmark, Italy, China, Taiwan, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, India, Brazil, Israel, Canada, Germany, Zambia, Mexico, and the US. Thank you to all of those who put together the program. Suvi, Frederick, Charlie, Jim B, Adelina, Karen, and our outgoing chair, David McBee, will be a continued resource for us. Many, many thanks to Brad, our IT chair. I am so grateful for your service. This was a really big ask. Thank you. So there's this welcome slide. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and a warm welcome to our ACA community all around the globe for this 6th annual World Convention. While the pandemic continues to be a challenging time for many of us, we see how events like this bring us together. For that, we are grateful for our recovery. This is the largest adult child meeting in the world, connecting our ACA members and our families heart all around the planet to heal together as one. Sorry, I can't read the welcome slide and the chat at the same time. That is very confusing. This convention is being hosted by the ACA World Service Organization, and our theme this year is Global Recovery. And I've already said that my name is Liz C. Thank you. Jim, can we skip right to the laundry list slide? Thank you. We've asked Laura from the San Francisco Bay Area to read the laundry list.
Hey, hello, everybody. My name is Laura M. and I'm in California. And this is our laundry list. One, we became isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. Two, we became approval seekers and lost our identity in the process. Three, we are frightened of angry people and any personal criticism. Four, we either become alcoholics, marry them or both, or find another compulsive personality such as a workaholic to fulfill our sick abandonment needs. We live life from the viewpoint of victims, and we are attracted by that weakness in our love and friendship relationships. Six, we have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and it is easier for us to be concerned with others rather than ourselves. This enables us not to look too closely at our own faults, etc. Seven, we get guilt feelings when we stand up for ourselves instead of giving in to others. Eight, we became addicted to excitement. Nine, we confuse love and pity and tend to love people we can pity and rescue. 10, we have stuffed our feelings from our traumatic childhoods and have lost the ability to feel or express our feelings because it hurts so much. Denial. 11, we judge ourselves harshly and have a very low sense of self-esteem. 12, we are dependent personalities who are terrified of abandonment and will do anything to hold on to a relationship in order not to experience painful abandonment feelings, which we receive from living with sick people who were never there emotionally for us. 13, alcoholism is a family disease, and we became para-alcoholics and took on the characteristics of that disease, even though we did not pick up the drink. And 14, para-alcoholics are reactors, not actors. I'm sorry, reactors rather than actors. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura. And now we'll have Stephen, also from the Bay Area, reading the solution.
Hi, I'm Stephen, adult child in San Francisco. The solution is to become your own loving parent. As ACA becomes a safe place for you, you will find freedom to express all the hurts and fears you have kept inside and to free yourself from the shame and blame that are carryovers from the past. You'll become an adult who is imprisoned no longer by childhood reactions. You will recover the child within you, learning to accept and love yourself. The healing begins when we risk moving out of isolation. Feelings and buried memories will return. By gradually releasing the burden of unexpressed grief, we slowly move out of the past. We learn to reparent ourselves with gentleness, humor, love, and respect. This process allows us to see our biological parents as the instruments of our existence. Our actual parent is a higher power, whom some of us choose to call God. Although we had alcoholic or dysfunctional parents, our higher power gave us the 12 steps of recovery. This is the action and work that heals us. We use the steps, we use the meetings, we use the telephone. We share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. We learn to restructure our sick thinking one day at a time. When we release our parents from responsibility for our actions today, we become free to make helpful decisions as actors, not reactors. We progress from hurting to healing to helping. We awaken to a sense of wholeness we never knew was possible. By attending these meetings on a regular basis, you will come to see parental alcoholism or family dysfunction for what it is, a disease that infected you as a child and continues to affect you as an adult. You will learn to keep the focus on yourself in the here and now. You will take responsibility for your own life and supply your own parenting. You will not do this alone. Look around you. I'm sorry, the chat is blocking. Look around you and you will see others who know how you feel. We will love and encourage you no matter what. We ask you to accept us as we accept you. This is a spiritual program based on action coming from love. We are sure that as the love grows inside you, you will see beautiful changes in all your relationships, especially with God, yourself, and your parents.
Thank you. Jim, you can turn the screen share off. The next slide when we come up will be the volunteer slide. And now I just want to... Again, thank all the presenters. There was so much recovery and so many tools that were shared, so much experience, strength, and hope shared from the heart with compassion and courage. Like many of us, I am really looking forward to diving into the Loving Parent Guidebook when it is released this summer. I've heard so much recovery that I can apply to my life during these last 30 hours. I'm also grateful for the recordings that they'll be available. I like to have the recordings handy. So if I need a meeting and there isn't one available, which almost doesn't happen now that COVID happened, but I can have those recordings with me in my car or wherever my phone is with me. And I'm really grateful for that. I want to thank the tech hosts who stepped up. These service positions were filled almost immediately when we asked. It's a good reminder to me of the lesson that when I need help, I can ask for it. And when help is offered, I can accept it. I want to thank all the attendees. Without the attendees, what would we be? Just like in every other meeting, taking a seat in the meeting is doing service. And that brings me to the service slide, Jim. The little volunteer for service slide. Doing service in ACA is a great way to strengthen your program. You can help carry the message and make a difference in another ACA member's life by signing up to be a volunteer. If you feel called to volunteer for service, please go to the link and follow the prompts to complete the form, which will help us direct you to the committee that best matches with your area of interest. Thank you, Jim. Can you stop sharing for a sec? Service in the beginning of my recovery, what I could handle was taking a seat in the meeting. And as I grew, I discovered my voice. And as I attained my voice, I was able to share in meetings. And I grew and I learned that I'm worthy of taking up space in the room. And at that point, I was able to become my group's intergroup rep. And as my recovery strengthened, I became the intergroup chair. And here I learned many lessons, like how to lead without being an authority, and that boundaries are here for my safety and others' safety. And I actually learned the concept of safety and that I had a right to feel safe. And my program continues to grow, and I continue to grow in service. And I give back to the program because I am so grateful for the changes that ACA has made in my life. My service comes from a place of love and gratitude for the fellowship, and I'm really grateful to be here with you today. And now I'd like to introduce Karen S., who is my co-chair in this endeavor. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Liz. Good morning, everybody. My name is Karen. I'm a grateful adult child, so grateful to have been a part of this year's ABC and a part of this year's AWC. I was honored to serve as ABC chair last weekend, and I have just agreed to commit to a year of planning next year's ABC and AWC alongside with Liz and the planning committee. I'm very excited about that opportunity. And I too want to say a few words about my experience with service. I was actually asked by a fellow traveler yesterday what position I held in WSO. And it seemed like the fellow traveler was a bit surprised when I said, I'm a volunteer participant. And so I just wanna qualify that a little bit. I have been involved in service pretty much from early on in my recovery, first at the group level. Then I was involved in forming the DC area intergroup where I lived at the time and became the first chair, the first interim chair of the intergroup as we were sort of establishing the group. Then, so I've hosted a number of group level and intergroup level business meetings. Then I became involved at WSO through a very particular service interest. And that happened to be around the time that I moved from DC to Illinois. So WSO service was my lifeline, my connection to my ACA recovery program in a time of transition while I was arriving in Illinois and trying to find my home group meeting in Illinois, which turned out to take longer than I had hoped. In the context of that, I also chaired some business meetings at the WSO level related to my particular service interest. Then about a little over a month ago, I was actually approached and asked whether I wanted to serve as ABC chair this year. And my first response was, well, I've never actually been to an ABC. I want you to be aware of that. And so I submitted that response to the committee and ultimately to the board. But my reaction was, if you guys trust me to be able to deliver this service responsibility in a beneficial way for the entire fellowship, then I'm going to trust your judgment about my capabilities. And I spent the remaining 3 or 4 weeks before the ABC studying up on Robert's Rules of Order and procedural elements that we had defined for us in our fellowship. And it didn't go without any problems. I don't think it ever does, but it was an amazing experience. And I was very excited to be a part of it. And I'm very excited to be a part of it next year. And so with that, I want to sort of encourage everybody, even if you don't think you have the ability, if somebody asks you to do a service and trusts you to be able to do that service well, why don't you consider it? Join us, find out what works for you. Another plug I want to make is sort of stay connected with your inner child in service. On Monday evening after the ABC, we were reading in my home group meeting here in Illinois, we were reading the Big Red Book chapter about the inner child. And there's this line on page 303, there is a feeling of lightness and great optimism when the inner child is active in one's life. There is trust, spontaneity, and warmth. And I found myself thinking back to the experience of chairing the ABC. And as challenging as that experience was, I felt all those things during the entire weekend. And that is something I'm going to carry with me into my life moving forward because I got to know myself in a new way. So I want to encourage you, explore that, explore where your inner child may take you in service. Moving forward, as far as planning for the next ABC AWC is concerned, the committee starts its work now this week. And we will be reaching out to you in various forms to solicit feedback about how this year's ABC and AWC went. And one of the things we are also planning to do, our goal is to schedule a fellowship-wide town hall meeting within the next 3 months, also to solicit feedback, but also to gather input and maybe get people interested in helping us with this big project coming up. It's going to be big because we're going to be blending the virtual events that we've held in the last 2 years, going back to an hybrid event, which will be blending in-person and virtual components. So there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of challenges to look ahead to, and I hope you'll join us in this huge effort. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Karen. The next speaker will be Charlie. And it's possible that Charlie was unaware of that.
No, I'm here. I'm okay. Just battling my way through the technology. I want to thank everybody who has been a part of this. Certainly all of the core planners, David McBee, who was our AWC, ABC chair, getting ready for most of this. Liz, who jumped in the middle, Brad L., who I think many of us had the experience of seeing him single-handedly, seamlessly do all of these different programs, and just all, not just the presenters, but Robin and I just got through doing a presentation on relationships in the last half hour. And as Liz said, without all of us together, what would it be? It was such an amazing experience to, you know, just hear people's comments. And it's been that way for me over the last few days. You know, we had a program on presenting the comm line last night. We were talking about service this morning. It's been a wonderful opportunity to connect with people from all around the world and realize, while we obviously have all kinds of differences in experience, the one experience that brings us together, how much we really understand each other, has been really lovely. And I also want to say, you know, that we might never have met or come together this way because of COVID. And COVID is still a source of struggle, but I am really excited and heartened to know that going forward, this is the way we will go forward. Even in San Francisco, as we meet, as Karen said, it'll be a hybrid. So for those of you who aren't going to be flying to San Francisco, you'll still be a part of this and we'll still be a part of your time together. And I want to close with something that was written in the introduction statement of all of our workshop programs. This notion that we all have a family of the heart. Whoever wrote that, I thought it just put it beautifully. We did not have much of a family growing up, but today we not only have families of choice, but a family of the heart, a safe place where we can come together and be who we are. So thank you all so much for being part of this world family, this global recovery we've done in this last 2 days. And I very much look forward to the opportunities to keep meeting and being and recovering with you again. So thank you so much.
And thank you, Charlie.
I hope somebody knows where to go next because I don't.
I do. Next, we are going to hear from Jim B. and his team in California, who are the hosts for the on-the-ground version of the 2022 AWC. And they will have a global component, and there will be another whole team to support the global component and the online component of that event. But Jim, take it away.
Thank you, Liz, and thank you, everyone. I'm an adult child and currently in Florida right now. And so grateful to be part of this program, have the healing that it brings. And my new family in San Francisco, I went out there in the end of 2018, escaping the pains of a relationship. And I was embraced with love from ACA in this group called Vernal Heights, which meets on Sunday mornings at 10:30. One of the most amazing groups I joined, and really a pleasure to be part of the intergroup there and see the service and willingness to be part of. And we've been the next convention for, it feels like, years now. So it's really amazing to truly be able to say that the next convention will be in San Francisco. And it's been a rocky road keeping the committee together, but I'm so grateful for those willing to serve, and so many opportunities for the loving parent. And like I said, I just feel blessed to be part of this team, and like to introduce my co-chair, Laura M.
Hey, my name is Laura, and I am the co-chair of the 2022 ABCAWC that's going to be in San Francisco, in person and virtually, and it's going to be fabulous. We meet once a month. We have a Facebook page. We have swag. Look at this. We got shirts already. Anyway, there's room for everybody. I would love to see participation from all of us, all walks of life, every shade and color and everybody, so that our 2022 represents us. So that's my spiel.
Thank you, Laura.
All right, thank you. And our chair of the San Francisco Bay Intergroup has been very supportive for us is Stephen B.
Hi, thanks, Jim. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Karen and Liz. I'm Stephen B. I came back from Malmo as a delegate to give a report to the intergroup, and they elected me intergroup chair. I wasn't prepared for that. And it has been a wonderful 2 years. This has actually been a 3-year project. We were planning for 2021, and it has certainly been service coming from love. We've had the support of the GABACA originally. It was gonna be co-sponsored with GABACA, the Greater East Bay Area Intergroup. But now we're grateful to have the support of GABACA and the Monterey Intergroup and the Sacramento Intergroup. And we invite all the intergroups in Northern California to be a part of this, both in the Bay Area and, I've said it before, in ACA, the strength of our unity comes from our diversity. And I think you will see that next year at the convention. I have put some links in the chat. There's a link for our private Facebook group where you can stay in touch. The host committee meets on the second Sunday of the month. There's a Tiny Earl link there, SF 2022 meeting. And then Laura actually dimensioned, but also designed our fundraising shirts. Some say talk, trust, feel. Others say actor, not reactor. Lots of fun slogans. You can find them at SF 2022 shop. And they're just a little bit above cost. They're really about raising fun more than they are about raising money. And I just want to pass it off to Jamie, our events chair. He has something exciting to say about the workshops. Go ahead, Jamie.
Thanks, Stephen. Hi, everybody. Good morning here in San Francisco. I'm Jamie. I'm an adult child and the events chair. We have been experimenting and having a lot of fun with like monthly workshops around specific topics related to ACA and recovery as adult children. And those happen monthly for us. And some of it is about topics like sponsorship or emotional sobriety, or things as specific as like dating as an adult child, or how to integrate the promises into your day-to-day life. And we have many months ahead of us, obviously, in which we're going to be holding these workshops. We solicit, I think, suggestions from our fellowship, and then also really from anywhere in the world, from individuals that would be interested in like hosting a workshop, bringing forward a topic that they would be interested in bringing to this fellowship as a way for us to build belief and excitement for what the conference is going to be like next year. And we envision these workshops being a part of them. And so, you know, it's a fun way to like test it out. Thank you.
All right, thanks. I think we got everyone. So thanks for letting us have a few minutes today. Liz, back to you.
Thank you. And next we're going to hear from Sue and Frederick, who are going to talk about 2022, 2023, 2024, and beyond.
Thank you, Liz. Hi. It's Sue V, Grateful Adult Child. And I'm also a former co-chair of the 2018 annual ACA Annual World Convention. So my deepest gratitude for all of you and your fellowship for doing this, because I know how much work it is behind the scenes. So thank you so much. I would say first off that I think 2022 is going to be the best of everything. We're going to be able to have any of those folks that can come physically to San Francisco. It's a gorgeous city. I was there years ago. I loved it. And for those that can't be there, we're going to have the online. So we're going to have a hybrid. Talk about inclusivity. Talk about accessibility. It doesn't get better than this. So with that, I will just put out a call out on behalf of everyone too, is it takes a global village to pull these things off. And if we go around the clock, around the world, don't know, if we're doing that, we're going to need a lot of support. And so just a call out for that in global in Europe. And I would say that I'll put a plug in for 2023 and 2024. Can we even imagine that? You know, a couple of years from now. And, but time is happening right now that you can put in a bid. If you want to put a bid in to do the ABC and AWC in your local area around the world, take a look, see if you'd like to do that. And if you need support, if you're not in the US and Canada, take a look and talk to Frederick, talk to myself. I can tell you that putting on an annual world convention in ABC in your local fellowship, wherever it is, has a profound impact, at least it did in ours in Toronto. It grew our fellowship incredibly. We had such recovery. And as we've been talking all along in the convention, is that service is an ACA recovery tool. And I think I grew 10 years in my ACA recovery in that time, because it was beautiful and it was challenging at the same time. And so just a note that there's a lot of mutual benefits all around in partnering and participating in the planning of this. Frederick, did you want to add to this?
Of course, Sue, thank you. of course I will do that. My name is Frederick, and I'm an adult child from Sweden. First of all, I'm going to buy a bunch of those lovely T-shirts in San Francisco. Also, a big thank to everyone who have been a part of this global annual World Conference. People who have worked with it before, the speakers, the workshop holders, and of course, all of the attendees. It both shows and proves that we are a global fellowship. I was the chair for the ABC AWC in Malmö, the chair for the host committee in 2019, and that journey began in 2017. So it's almost like if you're applying for 2023. Maybrit, former board member and chair for the European committee, asked me on a national ABC in Sweden, and why don't you in Sweden apply for the ABC AWC in 2019? We started talking about it and then started to talking with the group, and it was a journey for us all. We learned so much for this from the process. For me, it was like Sue said, but like a boot camp in recovery, I used to say, sometimes frustrating, mostly fantastic. And I got the question a couple of hours after the ABC ended, and it was, would you do it again? And I was exhausted, tired. I had pain in my legs after miles running around in the conference facility for almost a week. And I thought for a couple of seconds and almost immediately answered, I would say yes anytime to that. I would say it's a wonderful experience, and we got a lot of support from the WSO. So I could only encourage you to talk with your IG or whom you feel you have to talk to with this. Start asking around, gather the people interested, investigate what it means to have an ABC, and you feel free to contact me. I will support you if you have questions. It really brings the local fellowship together in a way I never thought was possible. So my advice, apply for it the next coming years. And of course, I want to shortly mention the 2022 in San Francisco. We will need help from over the whole world to make it even better next year. So contact the ABC, AWC ABC committee and offer your service. If it's possible, and I really understand that not everyone have the possibility, but to join in person, do that. Meeting in person is a powerful moment, meeting people from all over the world. And I have said it before, and I will say it again, I met people in Malmö who I never had met in any other place. Friends for life, still connecting with people, and they are saying, I met you in Malmö, it was wonderful. Altogether, my advice is, at least think about applying to the upcoming years, 2023 and 2024. And with that, I pass. Back to you, Liz.
Thank you. Thank you so much. At this time, Jim, you can put the slide for the seventh tradition up. And co-hosts and people can help. If people have their hands raised and haven't been allowed to talk, you can please allow them to talk. And our seventh tradition states that every ACA group ought to be self-supporting, declining outside contributions. We ask you to consider making a seventh tradition contribution at the website indicated here. There are a variety of ways to make a contribution, and an exciting fact this year is that you can now donate in your local currency. We're delighted to announce the new functions of the seventh tradition. You can also decide with the drop-down list of where you want your seventh tradition to go. Thank you for that. And now, yes, announcements. Please check with the ACAW WSO.org website, where the recordings will be available in due time. I'd say give it 2 months and then take a look. Thank you, Jim. And now Karen will read the ACA promises.
Thank you, Liz. Good morning, everybody. My name is Karen. I'm an adult child. The promises. We will discover our real identities by loving and accepting ourselves. 2, our self-esteem will increase as we give ourselves approval on a daily basis. 3, fear of authority figures and the need to people please will leave us. 4, our ability to share intimacy will grow inside us. 5, as we face our abandonment issues, we will be attracted by strengths and become more tolerant of weaknesses. 6, we will enjoy feeling stable, peaceful, and financially secure. 7, we will learn how to play and have fun in our lives. 8, we will choose to love people who can love and be responsible for themselves. 9, healthy boundaries and limits will become easier for us to set. 10, fears of failures and success will leave us as we intuitively make healthier choices. 11, with help from our ACA support group, we will slowly release our dysfunctional behaviors. And the last one is my absolute favorite, 12, gradually with our higher powers' help, we learn to expect the best and get it.
Thank you so much. Now we're going to hear the Serenity Prayer. And I have a list of people who have volunteered to read this in their native language and from around the world. I'm going to read this list, but if you're not on the list, raise your hand. If you have a different language, you can be included in this list. I have David speaking in Spanish, Clara in Mandarin, Hariko in Japanese, Gabriel in, from Israel, Eloa, Portuguese in Brazil, Wilma speaking Afrikaans, Marui in Hindi, Tina in Swedish, Adelina in Romanian, Beryl speaking English from the UK, Dennis in Moscow, Joel from speaking with French Canadian, Annie from New Zealand, Monique in Australia, Alexandra in Poland, and Elena in Italy, if you are all here. And we can start. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things and I can't. Mayuri, would you like to start, please?
I am Mayuri, adult child from India. The Serenity Prayer in Hindi. Hey Ishwar, mujhe atma shanti do un logon ko swikar karne ki jinhe main badal nahi sakti. Himmat do use badalne ki jise main badal sakti. और ये समझने की सद्बुद्धि दो कि वो मैं ही हूँ. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. टीना फ्रॉम स्वीडन.
हाय, दिस इज टीना. गुड, ये मैं सीनेसरो आत एक्सेप्टेरा दे आई इंट कैन फ्रेंड्रा मूड आत फ्रेंड्रा दे आई कैन और फर्स्टंड आत इंसे स्किल्नेडन. Tack.
Thank you. Adrian?
Do you say Israel?
Yes, Gabriel.
Okay, my name is Gabriel and I'm a dull child. Elohim. תן בי את השלווה לקבל את האנשים שאני לא יכול לשנות. האומץ לשנות את האדם האחד שאני כן יכול. והחוכמה לדעת שהאחד הזה הוא אני. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just put all the hands down. Can you please raise your hands again if you are planning on saying the Serenity Prayer? Thank you. Sean.
Also, Clara and Kathy, there's three of us together saying it in Chinese.
Yeah, I think Kathy's been unable to talk. I'm not sure about Clara, so if you could check with Clara, she might still be down without ability to talk. And you can come back if you want to.
There's several Claires. Claire and
Clara. There's a Clara, C-L-A-R-A. Should be Clara L.
She's not here.
There's a Clara.
How about Kathy H? Is there a Kathy H?
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right. How about if we wait for a second? Let me see if I can find Clara.
Okay.
Come back.
Sure. Okay. And Wilma, can you please say the serenity prayer in Afrikaans?
Thank you. Yes, Wilma van Wasserkind van Suid-Afrika, die serenity prayer. God, gee my die rustigheid om die mense te aanvaar wat ek nie kan verander nie, en die moed om die een te verander wat ek kan, en die wysheid om te weet daar die een is ek. Thank you.
Thank you. Carola.
Hi, my name is Carola. I'm an adult child from Germany, and I say the serenity prayer in German. Gott, gebe mir die Gelassenheit, die Menschen zu akzeptieren, die ich nicht ändern kann. Den Mut, denjenigen zu ändern, den ich ändern kann, und die Weisheit zu wissen, dass ich derjenige bin. Danke.
Thank you. John, are you guys ready? All right, Eriko.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Serenity prayer in Japanese.
All right. Higher power, 私に変えられることができない人たちを受け入れるための静けさを私にお与えください。自分が変えようとしている人たちを変えていく勇気を、そしてその変えたいと思う人が私自身であるという知恵をお与えください。パス。
Thank you. Latish.
Okay. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yes. My name is Satish, spiritual adult child in Canada, originally from India. I'll speak in Punjabi. Sajda Pratna Paramatma and Sajda Bakshi Savikar Karandi Jinna Lokanu Mebadal Nai Sagda Konsla Dena Osekno Badal Nai Ate Samajdeni Ejanan Nai Kihoek Meaha Tanwad.
Thank you, Satish. Beryl?
Hi, my name is Beryl. I'm an adult child calling from the UK. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thank you.
Thank you. Sean, are you guys ready?
Yeah, I think Kathy and I will have to do it. I can't get in touch with Clara. Unless Clara, if you're here, raise your hand.
Thank you.
Kathy, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, follow your lead.
上帝更高力量，请赐给我安宁的心境，接受我不能改变的人。请赐我勇气改变我能改变的人，并赐我智慧了解那个人就是我。
谢谢。
Thank you both. We have Lisa. Lisa A.
Yes, this is Lisa. I'm from Denmark.Gud, giv mig sindsro til at acceptere de ting, jeg ikke kan ændre. mod til at ændre de ting, jeg kan, og visdom til at se forskel. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert D.
Diw, dorem i dang nefydd i dderbyn y pobol na allaf ei newydd. Gwroldedd i wybod, yr unig un y medrau, a'r dyfuned i wybod, hwn i'w. Thank you.
Thank you. Is David S. here?
Yes, I am David L. Child, calling from China, and I will to say, but I am from Mexico, I will to say the prayer in Spanish.
Thank you.
Dios, concédeme serenidad para aceptar a las personas que no puedo cambiar, valor para cambiar al que sí puedo, y sabiduría para discernir que ese soy yo. Amén. Paz.
Thank you. Sofía.
Hi, I'm Sofía. I'm from Greece. Higher power. Χάρισέ μου, ανώτερη δύναμη, χάρισέ μου τη γαλήνη. Να αποδέχομαι τους ανθρώπους που δεν μπορώ να αλλάξω. Το κουράγιο να αλλάξω το μοναδικό που μπορώ και τη σοφία να γνωρίζω πως αυτός είμαι εγώ. Thank you.
Thank you. Alexandra.
My name is Alexandra. I'm from Poland. Boże, użycz mi pogody ducha, abym akceptowała tych, których nie mogę zmienić. Odwagi, abym zmieniała tego, kogo mogę zmienić. I mądrości, abym zrozumiała, że tym kimś jestem ja. Thank you.
Thank you. And Claudia S.
Hello, I'm Claudia from the Netherlands. I want to do it the Serenity Prayer in Dutch. God schenkt me de kalmte diegene te accepteren die ik niet kan veranderen. Moed degene te accepteren en te veranderen die ik kan veranderen. En de wijsheid te weten dat ik diegene ben. Thanks.
Thank you. I think we've gotten to everybody. Have I missed anybody?
Did you have Eloa?
Adelina.
Oh, Eloa, are you here?
My name is Anita, and I'd like to say it in French.
Please.
Mon Dieu, donne-moi la sérénité d'accepter les personnes que je ne peux changer, le courage de changer celles que je peux, et la sagesse de reconnaître que cette personne, c'est moi.
I want to read in Finnish also, if it's possible.
Please do.
Hi, my name is Kia. I'm an adult child from Sweden. So, Jumala suoko minulle tyyneyttä hyväksyä ihmiset, jota en voi muuttaa, rohkeutta muuttaa, mitkä voin, ja viisautta tietää, että hän on minä. Thank you.
And Adelina in Romanian. Hi. Doamne, dăm seninătatea să accept oamenii pe care nu-i pot schimba, curajul să schimb pe cel pe care îl pot schimba și înțelepciunea să-mi dau seama că acea persoană sunt eu. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have, did we get to everybody?
Annie, you asked, I think, and she's in.
Oh, Annie, yes.
Yeah, she's in New Zealand. Annie, you're, has she been allowed to talk? I see it's an unmuted, but that's a Brad question. Or
I'm not finding her, so I can't tell.
I see her in the panelists. Ask unmute. Here, let me see if I can do that. Okay, maybe keep moving on and I'll see if I can unmute her.
Okay. Are there any other attendees who would like to speak to the Serenity Prayer in their native language?
Robert D wants to say it in Welsh, but I can't activate his mic.
Robert T.
I've already said it in Welsh, but I'm happy to say it again, though.
Thank you.
I didn't qualify that it was Welsh, actually, so forgive me for that. Robert from Wales, and it was in Welsh.
All right. These hands. Marcella? Axe? And Remy.
I am Remy. I'm an ACA. I like to do Serenity Prayer in Kannada. Devare Namminda Badalesalago Sangatiklano Badalesalu Derevano Badaselagada Sangatiklano Sikarsalu Bekada Prashantatiano. Thank you.
Thank you. Marcella?
Hello, I'm Marcella and I come from Slovakia. And our serenity prayer. Bože, daj mi vyrovnanosť, aby som prijala ľudí, ktorých zmeniť nemôžem. Odvahu, aby som zmenila človeka, ktorého zmeniť môžem. A múdrosť, aby som spoznala, že tým človekom som ja. Thank you.
Thank you. Yolanta?
Hi, everyone. Yolanta from Lithuania, UK. Labas vakaras. Dieve, suteik man ramybės priimti žmonės, kurių negaliu pakeisti. Drąsos keisti tą, kurį galiu pakeisti. Ir išminties suprasti, kad tas žmogus esu aš. Thank you. Ačiū.
Thank you. AXV?
I would like to read the ACA prayer in Sanskrit. Yaya prashantya mama shakti bhirna chal vitra patranam dushi karorami yaya tu dhatya mama shakti bhis vichala vitra pantra parivartayami yaya sadastra mama shakti bhirne Chala vritrapatro hamso vijani. Chatam pashanchi dhritim sudrushta kripya chanityam paridohi deva.
Thank you. I see a note about Arabic. If there's an Arabic speaker, you can please raise your hand. Munti.
Hi, this is Munti. I was just wondering if anybody said it in Arabic before. I do want to preface that because of my trauma, Arabic can trigger me sometimes, but I used to love it when I first learned it as a second language. And I want to face my fear and say the Serenity Prayer in Arabic. So, اللهم امنحني السكينة لأتقبل ما لا أستطيع تغييره والشجاعة لأغير ما أستطيع تغييره والحكمة لأعرف الفرق بينهما. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And George G.
I'll say it in Australian. Who loves us, God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much, George. And we have one more hand up, Alex R.
Yes, can I say it in Russian? I'm Alex Dolchev.
Wonderful, thank you.
Боже, дай мне разум и душевный покой принять тех, кого я не могу изменить, мужество изменить того, кого могу, и мудрость понять, что этот человек я сам. Thank you.
Wonderful. And why don't we all say it together one last time? Unless have I missed somebody here?
Hi, this is John. I'd like to say in Pidgin Cantonese. But I don't know the Cantonese for serenity, courage, or wisdom, but I'll say the rest of it in Cantonese. accepting one or serenity, courage to be go yang my go wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mike N.
Oh, yes. I wish I could say it in Maori, but from New Zealand, or representing New Zealand, God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. I think I've gotten all the hands down. So now if we could take everybody who has been allowed to speak, and we'll say it one time together in the language of your choice, in the version of your choice, after a deep breath.
God.
All right, we have just a few minutes left to our program. And at this point, we can stop sharing the screen and we can invite any participants who would like to ask a question or take 2 minutes to do a share about their experience in this program over the last 30 hours. We would love to hear from you. Can I get help with the timing by somebody? Charlie, thank you very much. And we can.
And that's 2 minutes, Liz.
Yes, please. Thank you. We have some hands up. We can start with Kathy.
Yes. This is Kathy, adult child from Taiwan. I just wanted to thank you for all of your efforts. I've been emotionally very touched with the presentations, all the speakers that really shared their life stories, how they recovered from the program, and it has been a really inspiring experience for me. So I just wanted to say thank you. I'm grateful that I participated. Thank you.
Gary?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, nice. I didn't know if I didn't realize the Serenity Prayer was for certain people or for anybody could raise their hand and get in. It feels good to have taken part in your conference. I'm in Nova Scotia, Canada, and my first meeting of ACA was way back in 1987. I'm reflecting on the conference and especially the worldwide aspect of it, and I was speaking with a friend and I said, you know, we need something to unite the world, and it has to be spiritual, not so much religion, because that can be all different, but the spiritual aspect I find in ACA is the connection that binds us all to each other and our higher power. And it really gives me hope, actually, for mankind, because I think maybe it transcends so many different 12-step programs. And most of the speakers say they've been in other 12-step programs, but this one here seems to combine them all. For me, it really touches my heart. And I really appreciate everybody shares in the feelings. And hopefully if we continue on, we can reunite the world with love and understanding, compassion for each other. Thank you.
Thank you. Bracha?
Hi, my name is Bracha. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. Actually, this session is the only one I was able to attend for this weekend. I made a choice between the conference and World Laughter Day. And since I'm working on my joy, I chose to attend some of those events. And the reason I'm saying this is that I discovered that even joy in moderation, you know, life is about balance. And, you know, part of me wants to say, oh, I've been grieving for so long, now it's time for joy. But life is a mixed bag. And I've heard that the program gives me a life that takes me away from the program. So this is my lifeline. This is my life's blood. And I'm so inspired to hear from so many different countries. So higher power, bless us all to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. John C.
Hi, this is John. Thank you for calling on me. Such an inspiring weekend. It's just a shame a lot of it was in the middle of the night, so I just couldn't stay up to catch it. But I'm looking forward to the recordings. I can't believe I said the Serenity Prayer, my pidgin Cantonese. But I would really love to create a bilingual Cantonese and English language ACA meeting. I don't know if there's a chance to open the chat to, or maybe I'll put in a question, like my email address for that. And this global village is helping me get better. I hadn't realized it. I'll finish on that. You know, I was going to, I've been in the ACA just over a year, going to lots and lots of meetings in the UK, and that was okay. But I don't think I would have recovered in the way that my recovery shifted with the COVID and all that. So, you know, I do want to say my prayers, etc., for the people from India that showed up to give service today, given the emergency that's going on there, and everyone that suffered over the past year, including a lot of my ACA colleagues having passing away here. But, you know, today really is a gift. It is honestly one day at a time, and this has been one of the best days of my life. So with that, thank you everyone for your service, and I pass.
Thank you. Could I make a comment? Yeah, thank you so much. Global Members supports the countries outside of Canada, US, and Europe, and we are looking for more language support in the Far East. So I'll put the Global Members email address in there. I'm also on Slack, but John, we would love to talk to you. And Liz, I think someone wants to say, Anita wants to say a serenity prayer in Persian. And again, we're going to be looking for Persian language support, Anita. So I'll put our email in there. And anyone who's listening, these are not translations, it's just language support. But if you need translations, we need that too. And we have a translations committee and a lot of translations committees in the countries supporting and increasing ACA recovery. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Sue. Is the Persian speaking person unmuted?
Hi, can I be heard?
Yeah, we can hear you.
خدایا قدرت برتر آرامشی به من عطا کن تا مردمی که نمیتوانم تغییر بدم را قبول کنم، جرأتی تا کسی که میتوانم را تغییر دهم و دانشی که آن شخص من هستم. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I'd like to call on Caitlin.
My name is Caitlin. I just wanted to extend my gratitude to everyone who has made this possible. I know that you guys have been working at it nonstop to be able to translate to this platform and be able to offer it in such an expansive nature is really the next level. And thank you.
Thank you.
wanted to say thank you.
Thank you so much. Can we hear from Dalia next, please?
Thank you. This is Dalia, adult child in Israel. Wow, I feel like I've been charged with energy and motivation and inspiration to continue the work for myself and carrying it to others. And I know more will be thinked in and mature and come out in even later on. And actually came into this AWC in a bit of a rough spot in my service with some kind of incident that happened to us here in Israel. And I felt, oh, well, what can I say? And I have all these shares. And again, I just showed up and the magic happened and just immersed myself. And I feel now, even though maybe we couldn't be further apart, I mean, humanly possible on earth, I feel more close to you all than if you were right here in my living room sitting next to me. So, and also a bit of a sad thing that this is over. I know there will be online on the AWC in San Francisco. Very exciting, wonderful, different. Maybe it is, touching to something that was very sweet for me for 2 years. So thank you all for your hard work. I love you all. Look forward to meeting again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dalia. I can call on Paul R.
Hi. Hi, I'm Paul R. That's me when I was about 7 or 8. I'm in Manchester, UK. About nearly 10 years ago, I walked into my first recovery room. And all the work I did then has brought me to where I am today. I'm so grateful for all the work that has gone on with the people that have been helping with the presentation. 10, 15, listening to some of the presenters that, you know, 30 years ago came into the cover. I'm so grateful. I really am just... Oh, we've got music. I'm just so grateful for all that you did then. I really am. Sorry, Sean.
Okay.
Sorry, there was a music playing there.
Yeah.
Sorry. If I can just take 1 minute. I started in ACA 3 years ago, and about 18 months ago, I remember sitting in a Zoom room with Charlie doing... something on the loving parent, and if you like, how to tap in to a different way of living. And little did I know that America has played ended up playing such a big part in my recovery. And I'm in the UK, and there are lots of us here in the UK, but I'd love to reach out to America, because my recovery started in a room in ACA in Manchester, and then it went to the UK, and COVID's brought me to the world. And I think it's a new part of my journey. So I suppose I'm reaching out to people in the USA, and I'll continue to do so. And there's so many people here in the UK that would benefit from your recovery. And I'm just so blessed to be here in this convention over these past few days, and bless all of you. And thanks so much for all you've done. I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Munti?
Hi, sorry, I didn't have anything to say. My hands are not raised.
Okay, sorry. George G?
The Red Book teaches me that the primary purpose of ACA is threefold: to shelter and support newcomers in confronting denial, to comfort those mourning their early loss of security, trust, and love, and to teach new skills for parenting ourselves with gentleness, humour, love, and respect. My inner child is now safe from listening to all the presentations, and my inner child and I can walk through those feelings in the now. Thank you to the organising committee, to the those that are working in the background, and for all those that have shared so freely. And may your higher power bless you and keep you until we all come together again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We could hear from Lynn.
Yes, hello everyone. This is Lynn Adelchild. Thank you so much for your service and for this world conference. I reserved this weekend to be with you. I do want to share a fear I have that I would like to do service. I would like to do service on a higher level, but I am afraid to give too much and don't take myself first and give more than I have, and using my spare battery just to complete my service missions. And I'm afraid that everything will follow me and such like that. And that makes me avoid service on a higher level, which is unfortunate. And I would like to, this is a open question for you who have done service here, about your reflections on what I shared. Thank you very much.
Charlie, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to what Lynn said. Lynn, two things. We did actually a really good workshop this morning at 6 a.m. about service, and the issue you're raising was one of the ones that a number of volunteers talked about. I would encourage you to reach out right now on chat while you can with either Sue B or Frederick or Christine B if she's on the call. They all coordinate volunteers in different ways. And I think they can give you some good counsel on that. Also, when the workshop comes out on volunteer service, if anybody's interested in service but anxious about it the way Lynn is, I would encourage you to listen to that program. There was a lot of really excellent discussion, both about the challenges of service, but also the very powerful spiritual rewards of it too. And the growth opportunities, the recovery growth opportunities. Frederick, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, Lynn. And if it's okay for you, I will reach out to you because I have your contact information, and we could talk about it from your point of view. So I will support you and have a discussion with you, or let you speak of what you feel. So, yeah.
Okay. Gary, would you like to share?
I had shared earlier, and I was just lowering my hand. But anyway, okay. I was talking to a friend in Prince Edward Island, and I was saying about how much ACA has expanded over the years in so many countries. And this... I was telling her about the each of us connecting in love and fellowship, listening to all the different nationalities saying the Serenity Prayer. And it may be that 12-step programs, not religion, eventually, which separates us, but the indifferences, but spirituality, which unites us all and all of mankind. And I wouldn't mind saying the Serenity Prayer in Quebretonese, which is... kind of a joke. It's just that we have such an accent. And I say, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you again for your service. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary.
Liz, could I say something? And
please, Gary, Sue.
Yeah, Gary, I'm Sue V from Canada. I'm in Toronto, and thank you for that. And Joel and I, Joel from Montreal, and I and our intergroup actually are going to look at exploring the possibility of a region in Canada. So we'll be doing a reach out over the summer to talk to the different groups to see what do they think, and we'll see where we go with it. So thanks for that.
Oh, that sounds great, Sue. Thank you.
I'll put my email in the chat box, and you can reach out, and we'll connect.
Oh, great, Sue. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to connect with her. That'd be great.
Right. Remy, you have your hand up?
Yeah, thanks. The opportunity is to express gratitude, but I'm not willing to do that. There's a kind of trauma I have gone through, and my self-expression is zero. I'm really happy. I was in a meeting in Australia the other day, and the chairperson recommended to attend this workshop. That's why I came, and I had a good time. And a few things I picked up, I'm really grateful for that, you know, the opportunity to participate. So very well conducted global meeting. Thanks to all the volunteers who have put up service and speakers.
Thank you. We have Julianne V.
Hi, thank you. We talk a lot about trauma here, and I love the serenity affirmation, and it's very difficult to sit and listen to it being read all the time when you're an atheist. And I would like to share the secular version that we use at my home group. Today, I seek the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Julia. Wendy F.
Thank you. I'm Wendy F. I'm in Canada, and I'm an adult child. And for the second year in a row, my laptop was on the whole time. I did take naps. I felt so much during the convention. I remembered things I hadn't remembered. And I had the courage to speak, raise my hand in rooms. And now I want to trust that there will be an approved ACA blog or like new digital way of continuing to hear those shares. If people write them and submit them from all over the world. And this convention continues throughout the year in the sharing. And I'm really hopeful for that. And I thank everyone who's doing the service that can make that possible. And I'll try to do my part. Thank you.
Thank you. Irmtraud?
Ja, hallo. Ich bin Irmtraud. Ich zoome in von, sorry. I don't know what language I'm speaking now. I'm Irmtraud, Trudy for short. I'm zooming in from Ireland. This is my second ACA convention. I joined ACA just in March or April last year. It was absolutely fantastic. I took you all to bed with me. So I fell asleep in some workshop and woke up in another one. So thank you all for putting this on again. I cannot wait for the tapes to come along again, because they're like speaker tapes to me when I can't get a meeting. The most important thing that I actually took away from here, and this has opened a real can of worms for me, is that I have been speaking English for the last 40 odd years. But I was born in Germany and I was raised in Germany. So for the first 21 years, I spoke German. And my inner children don't speak English. So even though I've been working the steps and I'm finished with my fourth step in English, I do believe that I need to do a lot of German-speaking ACA meetings and other recovery meetings to catch up on 40 years of language that I have missed out on. So that is the most important message that I got away from here this weekend. My inner children don't speak English. And I thank you all for that. It gives me tons of work in recovery, but that's what I do as my main job in this moment of time. I'm just recovering. So thank you all for being here and thank you for that specific message. And I say it again, my inner children don't speak English. And I, as an adult, speak English, so we can't communicate with each other. Very frustrating. So thank you very much. And that's me done.
Thank you so much. Anna C.
Anna, adult child. I just want to thank everyone. This is my second conference. And it's just, I feel so open and grateful. And just so many incredible tools for my recovery. And that I want to especially thank the relationship one. Because one of the questions I have is, you know, are there support groups? Are there ACA relationship meetings? And, you know, I also discovered my teenage inner child in this work, in this conference. And that's where I need it to be, because I've always had this anger or rebellion about me. And again, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the volunteers, and thank you all for your service and for all the sharing.
Thank you. We have Janine.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Janine, grateful recovering ACA in Massachusetts. I was crying tears of joy listening to the global serenity prayers. It's just astonishing to me. Something that happened for me in the relationships workshop is just a tremendous bodily feeling of shame arose. And even though I've been doing this work intensely for a long time, and I'm just sitting with it. I'm just sitting with it, holding it lovingly and compassionately. So I just wanted to share, inspired by my recovery and participation in this fellowship. I think I attended my first meeting in 2006, but anyway, I wrote this prayer. It's the healing feelings prayer. That's what I'm calling it, even though it's a modified serenity prayer. Higher power, grant me the serenity to accept my feelings as they arise within me. The courage to feel them all the way through, and the wisdom to know they will pass. Thanks for letting me share. And thank you so, so, so much for everyone who participated and everyone who did service.
Thank you. Judith?
Hi, this is Judith R. from Fort Lauderdale. I'm a grateful adult child. I wasn't going to share because I didn't want to make this about me, but I shall because I wanted to. On December 2nd in 2014, Higher Power brought me to an ACA meeting. I knew nothing about ACA and knew nothing about steps, but I walked into that meeting and I found home. I was very fortunate. I won't embarrass anyone, but three of the people that are here today were there, and I found out what service is. The first thing they said, well, don't stand around, help with the chair. So I found out real quick, and I'm so grateful. However, about 3 hours, I've been on the conference for most of the 2 days, spreading the word, like people know that I love to get everyone to know about ACA because I have a passion for it. And about 3 hours ago, I just turned around. I was in my bedroom. I have a suite. And it was the room was billowed with smoke. And I'm okay. I'm sitting in my car now. But what had happened, the air conditioning unit on the other side of this massive mansion I live in, just my little part, had gotten fire. So I took my phone. I got my credit cards. I got my go bag. I got my big red book. And I got to my car. And I let it stay on the other their side, not my side. Their side, the landlords and the police and the fire, they all took everything. I mean, they took everything. So now I'm okay. The smoke will be okay. But this is the deal. I stayed on my side of this street. I let the people that needed to act do it. I didn't react because why? I have program. I have been with my family of choice for 2 days. And I am very, very grateful. Plus, when we say keep coming back, it's worth it. It's working, and I'm worth it. That's what I mean. So I love you all, and keep coming back. Mwah.
Thank you, Judith. Best of luck, Irene B. I'm sorry, Eileen B.
Thank you, Liz. I did go on in the relationship. The relationship presentation. And I wasn't able to speak because I was very emotional. I couldn't speak very much. I came into ACA in 2019. I've been around the programs for 41 years now. I am just so amazed with ACA and everything. Sorry, I'm getting emotional again with everything that it's given me. And it is the missing link that I needed to fully recover. And I know that I have a long way to go, but I've made a start. I just want to thank Zoom and for your committee for the ASA, our world convention, and all of you who have served to make this possible and to have it worldwide. And I'm so looking forward to the convention for next year. Just thank you for everyone for your service. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Eileen. Stephen G. I don't know where Stephen went. We'll come back to Stephen and go to Goonie.
Sorry, I hit unmute the second time. Sorry about that. It's having a hard time seeing. Thank you, everybody, for you can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And the largest and the smallest cogs, because every single wheel makes the clock go around. And this is my second WCA and ABC. Last year, I had just built a little workshop out front and or out in my backyard with my little tools in it. And I had laid out a mat and pillows and got a new internet system so that I could. And I just laid out there for hours, starting at 6 a.m. on Saturday. And I finally fell asleep during the Russian talk. I apologize to my Russian brothers and sisters for missing your talk. But this year I definitely learned self-care because I was trashed for like a week afterwards. And so this year I was really happy to be wide awake at every single presentation that I could attend and still take care of myself. And looking forward to seeing each of you, the ones I can physically hug next year in San Francisco, and the ones that I can virtually wave at and send my love to. But thank everybody. And thanks, Stefan, for allowing me to be here 100%. That's it.
Thank you, Stefan. Guni?
Oh, hi there. Thank you. Yes, I'm Guni. I'm a very grateful ACA, but I'm new to ACA, in fact. I just joined this year, at the beginning of this year. And I've been at this conference pretty much glued to my laptop for the last 2 days. And I've just learned so much, and it's been really helpful. I just wanted to say that in case anyone else, well, just to hear myself say it out loud, really. I'm just over 4 months into this recovery, and the amount of stuff I'm learning has been phenomenal over this weekend. Thank you so much for all the presentations. I did the inner child exercises, and I was listening acutely to the relationship presentation and taking notes and actually doing the exercises. And all my life, I've not really done the things that I've wanted to do. I've kind of pocketed them, so that one day when I'm going to be able to, I will get on with actually doing it. It's as if my life's been on hold. And all sorts of things that I've heard from people's shares this weekend made me realize and think back to my youth, which I've been in denial about and have completely blanked from my memories. And I've realized all sorts of abusive behaviors I've had to endure really, way back when, and my behavior, the way I react to things and respond to things today is based on all that sickness and abandonment fears. And I'm just, I'm really quite overwhelmed by how much work I'm going to have to do to get myself really out of the denial phase and into reparenting myself and becoming well, really, looking after myself. But thank you so much. Thank you for letting me share and get that off my chest as well. And I look forward to the rest of the meetings and the conference next year, of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Roman. Is Roman gone?
Oh, sorry. I'm just a little late. apologies for that. Thank you for hosting this fantastic conference. My name is Roman. I'm originally Russian, and I began, ACA. Well, I first came across ACA, I think, in 2014. Then I started going to groups in 2016, and I've really, been digging deeper into my recovery over the past couple of years, especially during the pandemic. I am now in London, and I'm very grateful that we've had this opportunity during the past year or so to have all these Zoom groups and to have this convention online and to hear from so many people from so many different parts of the world and see how the disease is still the disease. And I'm very grateful for everyone. I attended the Boundaries workshops yesterday. They were very, very good. Thank you for that. I guess maybe one of the things which I wanted to maybe share is to think if we as a community could maybe develop some more, literature or workshops or something like that around recovering from narcissistic abuse. It was mentioned in certain shares, but so thank you everyone, and hope to stay in touch. Thanks.
Thank you. The next speaker is Pico K.
Hi, thank you.
If you could speak up a little bit, please.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. So I have a question that this is my very second ACA meeting, by the way. 2 days ago was my very first one, and then I'm very grateful that I called in time of this one just a few hours ago. And I have a question that I would like to do service. I would like to sponsor. I've never sponsored anyone before. So I also don't mind to have a sponsor myself, just to learn how to sponsor any others. My question is that myself is not religious. I'm quite spiritual, but not religious. So if I can hear from any sponsor or the person who has sponsored before, like if one of you is religious and the other one is not, how was your experience and how did that go? I would like to, you know, hear from anybody. Thank you.
Please, Sue, go right ahead.
It's just after this conference, I'm thinking Global has an ACA recovery support team. It's international around the world, and they're having a lot of conversations about how do we recover individually, how do we recover as a group. There were a couple of workshops that would be audio taped, would be wonderful to listen to. That would be really helpful. I'll put the Global members' email in the chat again, and I would suggest that I'll forward your request over to the coordinators for that that particular service group. And if anyone else wants to comment on the panels about that, I always meet people where they are. And actually, I've sponsored people who aren't spiritual. I've sponsored people who are spiritual. It's not about me. You know, it's about where they are at. And it's about the ACA recovery program, which everybody does differently. And I do it my way, and I just share what I have and what I know from others. And you can only give what you got, what you have to give away. And that would be my comment shortly and briefly. And I'll just turn it back to Liz. Thank you. And thank you for your question. It was a great one.
Yeah, I'll just to that question, I would say that I try to focus on what we have in common rather than what we have that's not the same. Because all of our differences, and yet we still have many, many things in common. Adrian, would you like to speak?
Yes. Hi. My name is Adrian from the United States. I'm sort of new to ACA. I just wanted to thank all the people who spoke, and that it's really been very very overwhelming, actually. It's very, very hard to be a beginner and to reach out. So if anybody can talk about the importance of reaching out and keep on trying to get in contact with people, even if it's difficult to open up. If anybody can talk about the importance of that, and I'd be interested to hear, because it's so difficult for me to open up. You know, just feeling like things are too much of a mess, and I'm very resistant to sharing. So and I want to thank everybody from here. It's been very emotional and very overwhelming, and I'll listen to if anybody has anything to share about just trying to open up and reach out, and how important, or it's obviously how important it is. Thank you
for the question. Are there any panelists who'd like to answer that question about how to overcome the fear of reaching out? I'll just say that many of the things that I have done in my recovery, when I'm coming from a place of discomfort, I understand that if I want things to be different, I need to do things differently. And in the beginning, I might find that to bring up an uncomfortable feeling for me. And I know that that is a feeling and that it's not going to help me, that I need to learn to become more comfortable with things that make me uncomfortable. Any other panelists want to take? Go ahead, Frederick. Thank you.
Yeah. When I talk about emotions and so on, it's important that I use the correct words, but there can't be courage without fear. So I'm trying often to think like that, that if I meet the fears I have, that is courage. And with courage is the one of the things that I need to have to recover. And I also agree with Liz. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Sophia has her hand up. And then after Sophia shares, we're going to have a little musical break from Jan R.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm an adult child from Greece. I want to really say thank you for all the service you offered. I'm moved. And thank you for creating that space of safety and inclusion and diversity. My inner child said, thank you for being accepting all voices and creating that security in our fellowship. That helps me embrace my fears and of not being enough and participate in the service with you. I pray to put aside all this that stops me from participating. And I also want to say thank you to all the people that shared and all the people that listened. And I want to be in service with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I see that I missed some hands, and now we have Deborah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is my first World Convention. I've been back in ACA about 4 months and just learned so, so much. One thing that was said was to feel at ease. And I really related to that because my inner teenager, who I discovered more about this weekend, has been very angry lately. And I'm just so thankful for the tools. And I don't know if Pamela is still here, but she led the trauma workshop. And she said that she likes to end her meets with peace and love. And I just wanted to share a song. It's very short. And the words are peace and love till I see you again. And I would like to sing it once. And then maybe, I don't know if we can all unmute and sing it. It's very easy to sing. Would that be okay? You know, I think one of the things as an adult child that we all feel, I know I do, is that there was a lot of ill will towards us, whether it was perceived or whether it was, you know, real or imagined. And I'm learning to not live in that place where I have ill will towards myself or others. And so this song is a song of goodwill towards others and towards our inner child. Peace and love till I see you again. 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 If we could all just sing it to our inner child and to each other. Peace and love till I see you again. Peace and love till I see you again.
peace and love till I see you again. Love till I see you again. Thank you, everyone. Peace and love to all of you.
Thank you. DR?
Hi, this is Dee Odomara from San Francisco. Gratefully recovering adult child, I want to thank you all for your service this weekend. I want to thank, I was speaking to somebody from, we had connected from another program, and she is who turned me on a year and a half ago to adult children. And Friday, she turned me on to this conference. I'm ever so grateful. I have been inspired. I feel a desire to live. I became aware that my teenager right now, I hadn't even thought of my teenager. I've been dealing with my inner child, but my teenager is what is so very angry right now and has stopped me from wanting to live, you know? So thank you for helping me become aware of the, quote, traits of the teenage child, and it was protecting this inner child. And then I also this morning, because I was in the wrong room and I was in the relationship room, and what I desire is, I haven't dated anyone in 20 years, and I promised my two-year-old that she would be married and have children. Well, the children aren't going to happen, but I can still nurture my inner child, and I can still put myself out for relationships. My gosh, I was so grateful for everything that I learned and became aware of, so that I have the opportunity to stay on this journey and adventure of recovery. Thank you all for your service. And I look forward to welcoming you all to my native home of San Francisco.
Thank you. Olivia.
Yes, hello, Olivia. Hello. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, thank you so much. I've attended a few workshops and feeling really grateful. I have a question about ACA that I've had inside me for a while, so I thought maybe this is the time to ask. When I read in the literature, it's always written to men and women, and I'm thinking that there are a lot of other gender identities, and I don't know if that's anything that's ever talked about in ACA. Is that anything anybody's thinking about? If it's just me, then of course the group conscience knows what's right, but I just wanted to ask. Thank you.
It's definitely something that we're addressing. Charlie, would you like to take that question?
Yes, Olivia, it's a very good question. And of course, how people see themselves is always evolving. And a goal of the literature, I stepped down last week as chair of the literature committee, so I was familiar with this. We have one committee called Representation, Equity, and Access that really is looking at ways that we can make everybody feel welcome and sort of recognize themselves, and that's influencing our literature. We also, on our website, on the homepage, still refer to ourselves as a fellowship of men and women. So we're really looking at finding a way to rephrase any of those kind of, in this case, binary choices, that it's like, you're either this or you're that, and you're not included if you don't identify that way. So yes, I think this is now an area on many fronts where WSO is trying to catch up with people's needs and thinking.
Thank you. And we have our musical guest patiently waiting, but I want to give David a chance to speak.
Thank you. My name's David, and I'm in San Diego, California. And I just wanted to thank everyone for all the contributions. Amazing material. And I also want to share for anyone who may be feeling as I felt yesterday. Yesterday, I was feeling like ending things. It wasn't so much like I had a plan, but I wanted to make sure I took care of things on my to-do list so I could clear the paths for my ending, because I just couldn't stand being alive anymore. And I was so tired, so exhausted of dealing with the big, strong feelings, the memories. This ACA work can be so overwhelming and hard and scary. And what I did is I called two people. The first one was someone that was not an ACA, and I did not feel helped. They could not say to me, I felt exactly as you do back in my early recovery, and that passed, and what it was for me is my false self is no longer necessary, and it's fighting for its life. So I just want to give a shout out for, you know, if you're reaching out to someone and there's not a hit or a connection, or you don't feel heard or related with, don't stop there. Find someone you can go to until you feel a connection. That's what happened for me yesterday, and here I am today, much better. Thank you.
Thank you so much, David. All right. Well, that wraps up all of the questions and answer time that we have. I just thank everybody so much for being a part of this incredible experience, and really looking forward to being a part of next year. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, Liz, for all of your work. Thank you.
And Jan, thank you for your patience. We are ready for you. I'm going to spotlight you.
Thank you, everyone. All of the comments from fellow travelers brought tears to my eyes. And I think it's just the recognition of there go I, and they say there, but for the grace of God or higher power go I. So I just wanted to say I've been so blessed to be able to participate in this weekend, and I've learned a lot. ACA has changed my life, and I just love being able to have a voice. And I think those time shares that we have at my regular ACA meetings have made a huge difference for me. I now have as much time as everyone else. It was life-changing. So thank you so much for making this conference so wonderful. I am going to lead a sing-along now, and everyone could be muted so that we don't have chaos, because that's what happens when you try to sing in unison on Zoom. I'm going to teach you this song, and then we'll sing it through three times. But first, I'm going to sing a line, and then you can repeat it after me. Just a sec here. The river, she is flowing, flowing and growing. The river, she is flowing down to the sea. Loving parent, carry me, your child I will always be. Loving parent, carry me back to the sea. You know, let's try it together three times. And I love to think of this song as each of our little individual drops merging into a tiny stream, merging into a creek, merging into a river, and flowing down to that sea. However you think of that sea, maybe it's the sea of unconditional love, the sea of connection. Maybe it's very individual for you, flowing back to your essence, to your true self. However you think of it, this is emotional music that touches our souls. Thank you, everyone.
That was a beautiful song. Thank you. So it's hard to end a time when we've all been together for 30 hours straight. Well, I did sleep. But perhaps before we go, we can say the Serenity Prayer together one more time. Unless, does anybody else have anything to add? Charlie, Sue, Frederick?
No, just thank you all. Thank you all. And next week, we will keep coming back together. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you all. We'll see you in the rooms, and we definitely will see you next year, either in person in San Francisco or online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from me also, thank you to everyone, and we will meet again.
We'll meet again.
Thank you. Charlie, would you like to start us?
Moment of silence. Reflect on what we've had together, and to know that tomorrow and the day after, we will still be together in heart and spirit. God. And we surrounded in
Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Till we meet again.
Yep.
Till we meet again.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.